Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us normally on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, but today's Thursday because he was doing his other job yesterday at 3 o'clock, is one Larry Anderson. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Spike. How you doing?
Great. I'm going to ask you a question that might make you as insane as it made Ike yesterday, as Jack asked us, made Ike insane. Is it possible for a baseball team to peak too soon?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't believe so, no.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can start off good and you can stay good for the whole year. That's certainly happened before.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's certainly been good teams that have been good the whole time.
Nothing wrong with that, right, L.A.? I mean,
yeah, I think the concern here is that people, when things are going well, people are waiting for the other shoe to drop. And with the Phillies, the last 2 years, that what has worked is, at least to an extent, starting off slowly and then just sort of hitting their stride before and during the playoffs. And I think the concern here is they've never seen them like this before, this version of this team.
Right. But I mean, we didn't start doing anything till June. But now without Turner in there, I mean, it'll be like, you know, come back sometime in June, it'll be like a rejuvenation of what, or a replay of what we've done the last, you know, make things even better, getting his bat back in the lineup. I certainly believe that would help. Not that it's been a problem to this point, but yeah, I don't think there's any reason this team can't go on hot streaks throughout this summer and stay where they're at.
You know, winning 100-some games would certainly be a welcome, exciting thing for the Phillies.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening. I forget which game. I think it was when Cody Clemens hit the home run. And then you had complimented Topper on what a great feel he has. And as I was watching Christopher Sanchez with Turnbull behind him, and Sanchez had a shaky couple of starts, but then ended up, you know, really pulling it together in the last start, I thought about what you were saying. And I thought, does Topper know that making Turnbull the bullpen guy behind Sanchez, does that kick Sanchez in the ass a little bit, you know, and make him think about it?
I'm sure he might have thought about it, but I expect Sanchez, and I've said this from spring training and from the end of last year, I think Sanchez is going to be the pitcher like we saw his last time out. I think the weather has made a big factor, and his changeup is such a field pitch. He's pitching in terrible weather, you know. And I was like, I've just kind of given him a break. He is younger. He's experience-wise. So getting him in there in a regular rotation every fifth day or whatever day it's going to be, and with decent weather, I expect him to do well. I really do. I think we'll see a lot more games like we saw this last one versus the couple starts before.
when you look at this team, LA, it's not much to be concerned with, right? When you look at this team, they have, I think percentage-wise, the best record in baseball. Trey going down for 6 weeks. Seems like they have the depth there to be able to withstand this. Interesting question here as we look at the defensive deployment of the guys. You got Stott over there at shortstop, right? And you got Witt playing over there at second base. I'm just saying hypothetically. Stott plays over there for the next 6 weeks, hypothetically, and is playing a gold glove type of shortstop defense. Is there any chance he stays as shortstop, or when Trey Turner is ready to come back, he's our starting shortstop?
I think Turner comes back as our shortstop.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that Stott can't do what Turner does at short or do better or worse. I think the stability of keeping Turner at short and Stott at second, where he's been, you know, for the last year. I think it solidifies things, I think, for both of them. They're not changing positions. And I think they'll go back to what they originally had, or what they had at the start of the year before he got hurt.
And I totally agree with you, LA. And I said this, you know, athletes are, we're wired differently. And I can only imagine, you know, I've never been in that category of a Trey Turner or anybody of that ilk. So a star athlete or star player in a position, I can only imagine his mindset. You start to mess with a player's mindset when you do things like switching them out of positions, especially if it's just due to someone being injured. And I just don't think that would be good mojo on the team or in the clubhouse.
No, I mean, the perfect example to me, just, you don't have to look too far. Look at Kingery. Look at this guy, played gold glove second base through the minor leagues. He gets the big leagues, and he never plays the position where he probably could have won a gold glove. They move him to third, to center, to short, but never play him at second. And I think, I think they just did a huge disservice to him. Obviously, he got paid for something he never did in the major leagues. But I think that's happened. I think that's a perfect example of what you're saying. You change a guy's his mojo head-wise, and it can mess him up. And I think that's one of the things. I think just the stability of doing things, or what they've been doing, you know, before he got hurt, keeping it that way, I think keeps everything kind of on an even keel. And besides, I'm not going to disagree with you, because I heard you a while back, like maybe a week ago, when you were ranting and raving. I was like, oh, man, I had never want to piss that guy off. Oh, mercy. But I tell you what, man, was it good to hear.
Yeah,
made me feel a little better.
That was one of those blacked out moments, LA, where, you know, just it was all emotion that day, all passion and emotion.
I loved it.
Let me ask you this about Bryce, man. Bryce seems to be finding that sweet spot up there at the plate. Yeah. What are you seeing different with him being at bat? I saw in the last game, I think, where he said Trey saw some video of some of his old swings.
Trey's the hitting coach now.
Yeah. I saw that. So that may be helping out. But what are you seeing differently with Bryce that seemingly is getting him back to being the Bryce Harper that we know?
I honestly don't really see a whole lot different.
Okay.
Obviously from our spot, I don't see the swing much the same. I think early on he was trying to hit everything, you know, 800 feet is what it seemed like. And now he's like into his groove. He's into his swing, and just it gets to the point where, and he almost did it again yesterday. You know, flies out to the wall. I think he's just confident with where he's at, and he's also, you know, the big moment. He loves those situations. He loves to come up and be the guy that's going to put him over the top, and I think he lives for that. He thrives on it, and. If some guys don't like it, some guys are a little afraid of success. Honestly, it sounds crazy, but it's true. Some guys, they fear being too successful. Harper thrives on being successful, and he's one of those special people. When he gets in big situations, he just seems to come through. It's like a red light player, you know, that red light, that camera's on him a big time. He's going to come through, and he's been doing it, you know, pretty much his whole career. I think definitely done it a lot here. So I think he's just finding his groove and getting to where he's comfortable in the box, and nothing's really going to faze him.
LA, my one concern about this team is the best right-handed reliever after Jeff Hoffman. Now, Sir Anthony, are we starting to see some signs of life the last couple of outings? Maybe a little something there?
I tell you what, 99 and 100 yesterday. Now, I know he was missing. One of the things I saw for me is like he's pitching in with his foot in the middle of the rubber. Most right-handers, unless it's a big sinker ball guy, pitch from the third base side of the rubber. So to me, if you move his foot 4 more inches over towards the third base side, those fastballs he's missing by 3 or 4 inches outside that were balls. No question they were balls, but if he's moved over 4 inches on the third base side of the rubber, those balls are on the outside corner, and nobody's going to do anything at 98, 99 where he was throwing those pitches. And maybe that's, I don't know if it changes anything or if, you know, it's not for me to go and tell a guy what he needs to do when they've got, you know, 14 pitching coaches and coordinators and all that. that's up to them and up to Sir Anthony. I think one thing that's hard, and it surprised me, is that so many guys, the guys that do have good command, when you look at catchers all around the league, like, they don't move. Ever since they started getting down on one knee, so I guess apparently the umpires can see better, which I think it's a crock, but anyway, that's one of the things they said, and everybody does it. Every catcher gets down on one knee now. They get down on one knee. You know when you look at a target, like say in archery, and you look at the target, you see the whole big target, the big circle, and then right in the middle is a bullseye? That's what you want as a catcher. That's what you want. You're throwing at that target, and the glove is the bullseye in the middle. Now, if your body's sitting down in the middle of the plate, you're down on one knee, and the glove always sits about thigh high, maybe between the belt and the mid-thigh. That's where the glove sits, in the middle of the plate. There's not a place for a guy to pick to throw to a shin guard or something like that when your target's sitting kind of on the maybe outer half, when the glove's in the middle of the plate. Just that's just how they sit, and it's like, where are you supposed to throw the ball as a pitcher? I remember when I went down on the rehab, and Lieberthal was in Scranton. He was catching there before he came to the big leagues. And when I got on the mound, I said, first pitch, I want you to sit in the outer half. If I throw a strike, I want you on the corner. And if I throw another strike, I want you off the plate. And, I mean, I had to call timeout twice to call him out to the mound to tell him what I wanted again because he didn't, just didn't register. And then in between innings, I had to tell him again. And then we went out for the second inning. I had to keep telling him because the organization wanted him sitting in the middle of the plate, which I don't understand that, but. I'm like, well, if you got guys that can't throw strikes, maybe you want to sit them in the middle. But for me, I knew where I was throwing the ball, so I want you moving. I want you to move. Do I want to throw the ball? I think it makes it tough on guys today, right now. What are they throwing to? I don't know. Maybe I don't think it's just us. I've seen a lot of catchers doing the same thing, but that's where I don't know, hate that. But that's where analytics say what you're supposed to do. Get down on one knee and just hold your glove in the middle of the plate, I guess. I don't know. But it certainly makes it tougher, and it would be tough for me. I would be going to the catcher saying, I want you here. I don't care what the organization says. They're not going to get released or get sent down if I'm not doing a good job. So I want you doing this for me, and so be it. I mean, if you want me to be successful, you'll do it. If you don't care, then do it how you want. That's just my opinion.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launcher online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
LA, final question for me. Jack said something that made my head spin yesterday when he said...
Just another day.
Yeah, just another day. He said, now, we'll debate what he actually said, but he basically said that Bryce Harper is a better Philly than Mike Schmidt. And it made me sick to my stomach. Curious what your opinion is. Love Bryce Harper, but
well,
seems crazy.
I've never seen Harper at third base, so I can't agree with that.
That's a good way of getting out of it.
How many gold gloves has Schmidt got?
Like 10?
10? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Harper's done a tremendous job at first. Is he a gold glover? I don't know. He might win one there. But from that standpoint, I can't say as I agree with Jack.
There we go.
And I don't know.
It's not a negative about Harper. Mike Schmidt's the best third baseman of all time, and he played his entire career for the Phillies. You know,
one of the greatest position players of all time the Phillies have ever had.
Right.
The numbers, the Hall of Fame proves that. No question, I think Harper's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be if he stays healthy and continues what he's doing, certainly. But I don't know. It's tough to compare two guys like that. Like, who's better? Schmidt did it for how many years? And 500 and however many home runs. To me, that's more of a wait and see conversation. You can have that conversation after Harper's contract's done and he's done playing, then you can talk about it. But for right now, I don't think anybody's better than Schmidt.
Thank you.
It was a leading question by Spike. It was a leading question by Spike.
Well, you've said it.
I said
number of times.
Okay. We'll debate it a future time.
Okay.
We don't need to drag L.A. down.
Don't drag L.A.
Don't get Ike started, okay? Yeah.
Prisoner of the moment, Jack Fritz over there. So. I appreciate you, L.A.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
There he is. So we were talking about Jimmy Butler and whether you want the Sixers to bring him back. Of course, they would have to trade for him. He's got 2 years left on his contract. He's looking for a 2-year extension, a max extension. I say no. Jack and Ike say yes. And also, the side question of the day, as we remove Morning Show from Morning Show side. No one gets the joke. Is your favorite bad song? Your favorite bad song. Jack's is Smash Mouth, All Star.
Yep.
Mine is Aqua's Barbie Girl. Ike says Will Smith's entire catalog.
Poor Will Smith.
Yeah. Dustin in the Northeast, do you want Jimmy Butler back?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Good interview. Real quick, before I get on the Sixers point, what L.A., he couldn't have cleared up the area even more, because I agree, Jack, I agree with you, dude. I think we can't compare it right now, because what Bryce Harper's doing, if he continues to do this, let's just throw it out there. Say he does this for another 10 years, and let's throw in 2 championships.
But hold up, Dustin. He's 31. So you're saying he's going to play at this pace until he's 41, and you're going to give him two World Series victories where currently he has zero, and he's been in the league for 12 years. Bryce Harper is a great player, but you projecting him, by the way, he's got back problems now. He has a pretty violent swing. He's been in the league since he was 18 years old, and you're saying for the next 10 years he's going to keep up this pace and win two World Series? Like, that seems like... Yes, if he plays for 23 years at this pace, then yes, he will be. But that don't you think that's a bit of a stretch?
Are you seeing a slowdown in him? Because every time I see the guy, my jaw is dropping, and it seems like he's getting better and better. I don't want to get caught up on the Phillies. I just think that he has a. We saw Tom Brady win a championship at 39 years old, playing a far more vicious sport. I'm just throwing it out there. But, get to the Sixers. I don't think that you're far off from being the best team in the league. I don't understand. I would not touch Jimmy Butler with a 10-foot pole. Ike, you had this firsthand knowledge. In 2004, do you think bringing in the best wide receiver in a Terrell Owens in his career, do you think that was the best move for Donovan McNabb? Do you think that?
Yes.
Do you think,
yes.
Did we win a championship?
We didn't.
Came real
and
close.
That's cool, but we're not playing horseshoes and we ain't playing with hand grenades. I want to win a championship. Right now, that dummy Daryl Morey needs to get over his infatuation with certain players. Buddy Hield is a sharpshooter. Why he went off in that second quarter of a game where you're in an elimination situation and he doesn't play another quarter, you let 12 minutes go by, you're not far off. You have Joel Embiid. Why are we not talking about a Klay Thompson? Why are we
because
not talking
cooked.
About a DeMar DeRozan? Why?
I like Klay Thompson.
In the league, they're not afraid to shoot. You had a caller a couple minutes ago that was saying Joel Embiid's cooked. We need to get rid of him. If we get rid of him, we will be the armpit in the NBA. This player
armpit?
Is getting triple teams and quadruple
teams we had
on every play. I think that you need to build around Maxey and Embiid. I don't think you need a Jimmy Butler. I don't think Jimmy Butler's got pit bull in him. I need a great Dane. Where if you come and shove me in the shoulder, I'm going to bite you back. But I'm not coming right at your throat right off the gates full aggression. I think that you need to figure out a way
give
to get
me the other
heels
dog.
Back.
What? Yeah. Know, give me the other dog.
Ike wants the pity. Yeah.
I hear you. But if you really look at it, you're not that far off. Like, I'll be completely honest with you. If he plays in the Olympics, I am going to be so done with him. Because
Ooh.
My main
Embiid?
This is the big yes, absolutely. You can't stay healthy in 82 games, and now you want to play against the best players in the world in a different
for a Mickey team. Mouse gold medal too.
Well, by the way, hold up, Justin. So the best stupid. Players in the world are in the NBA, not
well,
in the Olympics.
An American, dude. He may be by paper. You weren't born in America.
No.
I completely disagree,
Dustin. Dustin. First of all, these are all different issues. He is an American
it's
now. He's a he's a citizen now. So he's an American. So he's as American as you or I. He's a citizen. He can play
well,
for it. Well, he's a citizen now.
He's as American as we are.
Well, he is. I mean, he's here.
No, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that really resonates
and,
with everybody.
Well, but the fact that he was born somewhere else, those are the rules. He can play for America. I'd rather
yes.
him playing for America than
yes.
Cameroon or France or anything.
Well, he should have played for France.
Why?
Because he agreed
not
to.
Not French
it.
Either.
Well, he agreed to.
Wow, screw the French. Who cares? the other thing is, and none of us want to get rid of Embiid. I think we're all on the same
yeah.
page with
well,
you
Well, TR
there.
Did.
Oh, right. We in
none
this
of us,
room.
Yes.
Yeah,
no, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Would you stop?
All right. Dustin, do you have your favorite bad song? A good bad song?
Dude, Ike, this one's for you, dude. I know you used to rock it. I'll play it by myself with the windows down, but not with friends. You Dropped a Bomb on Me by the Gap Band.
Oh, that's a great
song. That's a great song.
Yeah.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Come on, man.
Baby.
That's Uncle Charlie.
Thank you, Doug. This is not a bad song. This can't win because it's not a bad song.
Great song.
Yeah, this is just a straight up great song. I'm sorry. Ever hear that one before?
Yeah, we've talked about it on the show before, so I was forced to figure out who the Gap Band was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, remember we used to do the. The summer songs, summer vibes.
Oh, Block Party Friday.
Yeah, Block Party Fridays. Remember we used to do that? With, that was right before you left, I believe.
No, Block Party Friday?
Yeah, me jacking up.
Yeah,
John,
we just play like
just
block
on Fridays. Parties. We would play just like music you would play at the block party.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a great tune.
We would come back with returns from like old school music and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
And Mark's would get mad at me because I don't know. Apparently, I don't know what block party music is, which I got an idea. It's just mine's different.
Just you got different block party music.
Yeah, I'm Redneck
music.
Yacht Club by Craig Morgan. Like, what are we? That's music.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think
Redneck
that can.
Redneck Yacht Club. That didn't even go together.
I don't think You Drop a Bomb on Me can qualify. No one thinks that's bad song.
We talked about this. He thinks it's a bad song.
Yeah, but he's wrong. That's just a straight up great song. So, coming up next, Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore spoke today. And believe it or not, Vic Fangio had something to say about Nick Castellanos? Really? That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.